to protect detainees in detention facilities from being infected with transmittable diseases. Arrangements are being made to screen all suspects for infections as they are being booked into police cells. The procedure is being instituted thanks to funding from the Global Fund. The information was given to officers and the criminal justice system raised the need for improvement of medical screening facilities at the different detention facilities so as to improve equitable health access. Dr. Bernard Ndwalana, the head of clinical services in Uganda Police Force, says that this initial screening is geared towards providing adequate information pertaining the health well-being of suspects before detaining them in police cells. Ndwalana says the data captured from the suspects enables them to detect those who are infected with HIV so that arrangements are made for them to continue their treatment despite living under detention. Further, he says that most of the police cells across the country are small in size, which affects isolation protocols. He adds that the police plans to improvise isolation spaces at all police stations across the country, which will deter spread of contagious diseases among suspects during detention. Barbara Masinde, the chief state attorney of Makindi, who doubles as the project coordinator, says that the project was first initiated in 2018 following a baseline survey which indicated that the criminal justice system was infringing on the immense right to health.